This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-584-1914, regarding Donna, middle initial K, Miller, date of birth 11/8/1954. Dear Troy, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and admission to McLaren Central Michigan Hospital with severe dehydration caused by vomiting and diarrhea. She had hypotension and acute renal failure. She also had had a shingles vaccine. It was the second shot, and within 6 hours of the shot, she began vomiting profusely and had diarrhea at the same time. So she was very, very dehydrated before she was admitted to the hospital. Her creatinine increased as high as 3.7 when she was admitted, and then it was down to 2.3 the next day with hydration. Of course, her maximum dose lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, was held at that time due to the acute renal failure and was not restarted. And blood pressure has been slightly higher following discharge. But she is going to be going on vacation on Sunday, the 22nd of this month. And so we are not going to restart her on anything like lisinopril yet. We'd have to be following that with lab values and make sure that there are no recurrence of acute renal failure. Instead, we're going to use a hydralazine to control blood pressure until she can get back, which will be March of 2025. And then we can do more labs at that time, and also she can monitor blood pressure while she's traveling and report to us in case we have to adjust the dose of hydralazine. She's feeling well now. All the vomiting and diarrhea has completely resolved, and she's feeling much better. When labs were checked after hospital discharge, they were 1.2, then 1.13, and then they were just checked on 11/21 of 24, and they're back to her baseline of 0.92 with estimated GFR greater than 60. She is really worried, though, about the whole hospitalization and acute renal failure. She is very pleased that the levels are better at this point. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She was started on Ozempic since prior to hospitalization, and she has lost 28 pounds over the last 9 months. That did not cause any vomiting or bowel problems, though. That was actually, she believes, the shingles vaccine brought that side effect, those side effects on. She denies chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, she's on amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. New medication is bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. We have Crestor, 20 milligram daily, allopurinol, 300 milligram at bedtime, Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Potassium is 10 mil equivalents once a day. Gabapentin, 100 milligram three times a day. Ozempic, 1 milligram weekly. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She is on Paxil since October 15th, and it's not really helping with anxiety. 10 milligram daily. She would like to taper off that. And lorazepam, 0.5 milligram 30 minutes before flying. Also, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain. And the lisinopril that has been stopped was 40 milligrams daily. Physical exam, weight is 250 pounds. Pulse is 72, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 158 over 78. So that is still too high. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/8/2024. The creatinine 0.92 back to baseline. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 20. Sodium 138, potassium is 3.5, carbon dioxide is 32. Her hemoglobin is 12.5, white count 11.1, normal platelet levels. Calcium is 9.3 and phosphorus is 4.5. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with recent episode of acute renal failure secondary to dehydration. We want to keep her off the lisinopril at this point and try to control the high blood pressure with hydralazine. So we're going to start 10 milligrams, one every 8 hours for blood pressures greater than 150 over 80. So we're going to get her started on that. And she will be monitoring blood pressures twice a day. She also will be following a strict low-salt diet. She will discuss with you about tapering off the Paxil. It shouldn't be too hard. She just started it. She could probably do one every other day for a week and then stop it. And we do want to have her get labs done every 3 months, so she's going to get them done in early March, and we will have a follow-up visit with her in early March. And she will call us if blood pressures are consistently greater than 150 over 80, and we will adjust the hydralazine as needed until she can return back for in-person care instead of being out of state. Alaska and Florida are the places she'll be traveling. And this is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.